the Montague Webworks website of the week now on Bear Country 95.3. Mick from Montague Webworks sitting in, telling us about a new website to go check out. It's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Hey there, Mick.
Hey, how are you doing, Kevin?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So where did you go over the weekend?
Well, I went a lot of different places.
Oh, yeah?
Nice holiday weekend, obviously.
July 4th.
On Sunday, we were up in Keene. We saw the fireworks in Keene on yesterday. Took a little trip to Pittsfield, Mass., where my aunt, my grandmother live.
Uh-huh.
My father grew up. They had their 250th year, and they celebrated with a huge 4th of July parade yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
And fireworks. So did you see fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I live in Winchester.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like the pyrotechnic capital of the...
You're right there.
...of the Northeast,
that's
yes.
Right. Yeah, I checked out. I go with the neighbors always to Amherst and watch them down there.
Uh-huh.
And Greenfield, if I could make it. And, of course, only towns, I think, can put on fireworks displays. You can't just do them in your backyard or, you know...
Not legally.
Not legally, right? But there's a new law possibly coming. You were talking about that, you said, yesterday.
Yeah, Massachusetts. I didn't even realize it, but Massachusetts is one of the last states to legalize fireworks
and
in some degree.
And New York.
Massachusetts, New York, and Delaware.
Oh.
There's one other, New Jersey.
New Jersey also.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So Richard Bastian from Gardner is looking to pass a bill. Which would be nice, so we could do it in our backyards. You just
hopefully we're all responsible enough.
That's right. Well, you know, it's like, you know, doing a burn in your backyard and all that. So, but of course, we're celebrating American Independence Day, July 4th.
Right.
So today's website is about Independence Day and about the Declaration of Independence and all that. So here's the URL: ushistory.org/declaration/document.
Okay.
ushistory.org/declaration/document. And this is actually really, really, it's pretty amazing if you think about what they did back then. There's a book out called Founding Brothers as opposed to Founding Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, the act that they actually did back then. And if you think about it, you know, we're looking back at what happened, the Declaration, through a lens from 235 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like, you know, this is a done deal. It was ordained. Everyone knew it was going on. But they didn't know.
No.
I mean, it was the height of treason back then. And they were remarking to each other, you know, while they're waiting for the document to actually be printed, after they voted on it, that you could hang for this.
Right.
You know, back then, they tied you up and they swung you from the tree branches and...
Yeah, no trial or anything.
No trial or anything. So that was, it was a big risk that they took. And, you know, they knew they were doing something big, but...
At this site, is there a copy of the Declaration?
If you go to that page, that's actually, they've typed it up, so...
Okay, so it's not a picture of the original document.
They have a link to that, but the important thing is that you can read it, because the original is kind of, you know, scripty and...
Sure.
But it's there. And, you know, I haven't actually looked at it in a long time. There's actually a list of 27 grievances against the, quote, present king of Great Britain. And there's a long list of he's refused to do this, and he's refused to do that, and he dissolved the houses of this. And there's a long list of them in there. And I'm like, wow, they were really PO'd at this guy.
Yeah, they were mad.
They were really mad. So they're like, you know what, we're done. So the thing here, if you print it out, this is the defining sentence right here, that after all of this, and, you know, we therefore, that these United Colonies are... And the right ought to be free and independent states, that we are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown. And, of course, you know, that's what started the war right then and there, just those words. So happy independence to us for having taken that leap.
Yeah, we all had a lot of fun this weekend. Not a bad idea to print out the document, read it today, and figure out what it's all about.
That's right, and understand, you know, what they did and what we got for it. And if your kids are out of school, print it out and have them read it so that they understand, you know, why they're able to do what they can do.
Montague Webworks website of the week. One more time, Mick, where are we going online?
That URL again is ushistory.org/declaration/document.
Very good. Montague Webworks on our Save 30% store, too, remember, at the Bear Country website at bear953.com. You can save 30%. If you would like to create a website with the fine help of Mick, who's over to my right-hand side right now at Montague Webworks.
Hey, folks.
Again, that's bear953.com, and the link to our Save 30% store is right there. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes. See you then.